하나님이야.
Start your day this early, Rabbi Avraham Brockman.
Morning. Pleasure to be here. Thank you to Gaboyim for inviting me. I want to share with you this week's partials. We're learning Noach, Avram Avinu, the distinction between the two of them. Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Asara Doros Me'adam Ad Noach. There were 10 generations from Adam till Noach. Lahodia Kama Erech Apayim Lefonav. How much patience the Yavishta has. Shekola Doros Hayu Machisin Obayim. All the generations were angering and coming. At Shehebi Alei Me'am Mavol. The Yavishta brought the flood. Asara Doros Me'Noach Ad Avraham. There were 10 generations from Noach till Avraham. Lahodia kama erech apayim lefanav. How much patience there is in front of Hashem. Shekola doras hayom achisim avoyim. At shebo Avraham v'kibel zchar kulam. So Noach was capable of saving himself, but he didn't save his generation. Avram Avinu saved his generation, and as a result, kibel zchar kulam. The Rav says that his maisim toivim went connected all the mice and tithing that his generation could have possibly have done, and therefore a person has a part in Olam Haba, in either Gan Eden or Gehenna, and if a person does what another person meant to do, it can be zeichet to his place in Gan Eden and the Hefech. Listen to the Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael learns like this: Ratzon Lomar Shchar Shchar Hayu Kulan Roim Lo. The schar for all of them came to him. Dahainu lekarvan tachas chamfi yeshchina, to bring them underneath the way of Kodesh Baruch Hu. These galus lehem, that they should have been revealed to them, to the Yumos Ha'olam. Kamol Avram Avinu lo v'shalom. Lichos lehem bris, to make with them a bris. Letet lezaram Torah, to give to their children Torah. La'asos lehem nisim l'niflois, to do for the Yumos Ha'olam, he would have done nisim l'niflois. Miracles. Lashpiel hem nevua, to give them nevua. Ki ka chaisa kavana mitchila mito yisbarak. That was Hashem's original kavana. She is called kol b'nei adam, that all men should be zoicha to these devarim. Meshachatu, they lost it, and it came just to Avram Avinu. So Tiferes Yisrael learns that Avram Avinu, kibel schar kulam, the entire purpose of the world, all the Nevuah, all the Torah, etc., came to Avram, and it was really meant to come to the Yumos Ha'olam. Also. And that goes along with the words of the Derech Hashem. The Derech Hashem explains as follows. That when Adam Marishon sinned, he went from a high madrega, he caused it to a low madrega, a secondary status for mankind, and the world was then in a state of flux. It was a state of what he calls the Shurashim, the roots. It was in a state of flux. This state of flux, he said, has a limit. Between the time of Adam until the Dor HaFlagah, any of the Shurashim, meaning any of the nations, could have risen themselves above. They could have arose to the level of Adam HaRishon, just like Avraham Avinu did. All of them, all the Shurashim. That time ended, says the Derech Hashem, with the Dor HaFlagah. That is the end of what he calls the Shrashim, and then becomes the Anafim, the branches. There's the trees and there's the branch. That what comes out. It was all set. By the Dor HaFlagah, it was no longer capable for the Yumos Ha'olam to rise to that second, from their lower level to the higher level. But they should have, they could have. Then says the Derech Hashem, so that was the end. Then everything that happens afterwards is a result of what was already in the Shurash, which is similar to our concept of Maisa Vesim Labanim, Lahabdi, by the Emus Olam also, their Shrashim, the way they were set by the Shivim Umos, which we had in last week's parsha, we just read, about the Shivim Umos, the way they were set, their whole Metzias, their Tchunas, their whole essence was set already at that time, and everything since that time is an outgrowth of what was at the Dor HaPlugim. But, says the Derech Hashem, Hashem in his chesed, he was taller than din. He waited with the din for the Umos only, gave another chesed. He had a chesed. They had a chance to grab on. They could have come at Maimed HaSinai. The Gemara says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to Umos Olam, and they could have accepted the Torah. Since they didn't accept the Torah, then it was Nigzar Dinam, it was finished, and now only Am Yisrael has the ability to reach Olam Haba. The Umos Olam don't have a place in Olam Haba, with the exception of the Chesili Umos Olam, who are like what he calls a secondary, a nitfal to the to Klal Yisrael in Olam Haba. They can have a certain place, but it's nitfal. It's a secondary place, like a garment or a rug. It's there, but it's not the Iker. That's what the Derech Hashem says. Now, I'd like to share with you in that light. I'd like to share with you Amora Dekazach. The truth is, I found, and it's a bit of a machlekes, that the Umos Olam had another chance. Besides for the end of time, which maybe we'll discuss, that they have a chance to do this mitzvah sukkah. But they had another chance to chap arayin. Now listen to this. The Gemara says in Sota that, you know, it says there was a mitzvah from the Jew, when Klaius was going into Eretz Israel. They had to write the Torah on avonim, on rocks, be'er heitev. Be'er heitev, says Rashi, shivim lashon. They wrote out the Torah, 70 languages, on rocks. Obviously, what's the purpose of writing out 70 languages? That the Umos Olam should have a chance to read it. Listen to the Gemara. The Gemara Dekemachlekes over there, how they wrote this. It says like this. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Kosvi Yisrael Satorah. How did they write the Torah on these stones? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Al Gabi Avonim Kasvu. They wrote it on the Avonim, on the rocks themselves. Shenema Kasafta Al Avonim. It's called Divrei Torah Zois. Va'achah Katsarosam Besid. And afterwards they covered it over with lime. So they wrote it, and then they covered it over with lime. You hear, Maisa? You wrote it up, and then you smear it with some paint, with the lime. Amalo Rabbi Shimon, Ludavarecha. According to you, Heich Lomdurum Dazolam Oso Azman, Torah. So, how could they possibly learn Torah if they covered it over with, this is a pillar, right? You write it up, and then you cover it. Amalo Bina Yisera Nasim Behema Kodesh Baruch Hu. The other Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them an extra understanding. Vishigru Notirin. They sent their scribes, Shalahem, Vikilfu Esasid. They were meant to peel off the lime, the hisiua, and to carry it back to their people. It means they should have copied it down into some sort of a scroll or something and bring it back to their umos. And on this, it was nigzar gzar dinam leber shachas that they were decreed. The ber shachas, shahayalem lilame, they should have learnt the lolim do, and they didn't learn. Okay? Now Rabbi Shimon says the opposite. Rabbi Shimon says the Taka wrote it on the outside. So before we go a little, one step, just understand. What's the idea of writing it on the inside and covering it with the lime? Which is a pella, right? So the Mashal says an interesting pshat. The Mashal learns the reason why they wanted it that way is if they were to put it on the outside, it would have been up to individuals to come and read it. This way, they had to send specialists. They had to send people who could come and scrape it off and see it properly, and then they would put it down in a book, and then the whole entire nation would have it written down. It would be much easier to spread it among all the umos. You hear my say? They could have written it down. They should have written it down, and then by writing it down, then the entire nation would have it accessible to them. If it was to be written on the outside, he holds, then they would have just been individuals who read it. That's number one. Parenthetically, my Rosh Yeshiva, Zetzal, Mendel Weinbach, from Mosameach, he learned pshat. You know why they had to have it, that they had to scrape it off? Because if you want to learn Torah, you have to make effort. It can't just be pushed. You got to make a little effort. Even the Umos Olam, he learned, had to make a little effort. If you want to get the Torah, you have to make some effort. I want to share with you now an unbelievable Tosfos. It's Muradik. Listen to this. Vim Taimar. Now it says over here, they were Nigzar Lehem Lebe'er Shachas. Lebe'er Shachas. Okay? So now listen to Rash. Listen to Tosfos. Vim Taimar. Typically, the Bashas Matan Torah hik zero akodesh baruch al ko umma baloshin lo kiblua. Why does the Gemara say that it was nigzar lebe'er shachas? Because they didn't go and learn the Torah from these rocks. They already were off with the Torah and they refused it. So that's when it was nigzar lebe'er shachas, and which is what the Derech Hashem says. So what is the Gemara saying? You need this. They had an offer. It was offered to them, the Torah, and they didn't accept it. So, first of all, you see from this Kasha and from his answers that when it says over here that the Umos Olam should learn the Torah, it's not talking about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. At this point, we're talking about, because he's saying that the entire Torah, he's asking, well, the entire Torah was already offered to them. So we're not talking over here that they should come and see the Torah and then come and do the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach at this point. We're talking about accepting the Torah, and it's much more like that, and Rashi tells us later on, the whole thing is talking that they should have become Gerim. They should have become Gerim. So the Gemara, Tosfos says, why do we have to wait till they rid the rocks? They already were offered the Torah. Listen to this. Yesh Lomar, the Onish Zegado, who? Shila Achasha Haisa Kesuva Biyadam, since it was already written in their hands, Velo Ratza Limod. So Tosfos says, you know what? It was better. This was a bigger taina on them. Marach, they didn't accept the Torah, but now they got it in front of them. They should have read it. I have a kasha. First of all, it's a Murad de Gazach over here. It says over here, you know, if it's written, you should read it. You know, Chevra, I hate to tell you, there's a lot of Sforim next door. I saw a whole bunch of Sforim in the next room. Huge. If it's there, if it's written, you're meant to read it. You have to learn it. Al Kaponim, we're talking about the Umos Olam now. The Umos Olam, they should have learned. Now that they have it, there's a bigger taina on them. Why didn't they learn? They have it written. So I have a Ha'ara, maybe I say Sikkel Kasha. If you're familiar with the Rambam, says like this. The Rambam learns that all the Isos, all the miracles that we experience in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the splitting of the sea, a person, that was Letzarech Hashar, and was not enough for the Emuna Leolam in the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. To have Emuna and Moshe Leolam, we needed Maimed HaSinai, famous words of the Rambam. It wasn't enough just to have gone through everything we did. Maybe that would give us a Munah and a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but to have it, that it wasn't just based on an ois. It wasn't, because an ois can always be kishuf, he says. It can always be, comes from some sort of magic. But we saw with our eyes, and we heard with our ears, that's the proof, that's the understanding that we have of Torah. We saw with our eyes, we heard with our ears, we heard a Kaddish Baruch Hu speaking, we heard him giving the Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the Amitis at Torah, which is the generations. So have a simple kasha. The Umos Olam, we're talking about 40 years later. They weren't at Maimed HaSinai. So this is what's called an awesome Erech Kasha. However, I'm going to call it, this is a modern day question. They'll read the Torah and say, no, Mehecha Teisa. Who says? Maybe it was just, who knows what. Like so many people, Rahman al-Islam, think today. Right? People come along, you know. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? So the Umos, there's a time on him. Generations, they should have learned. So they wouldn't like that. We're saying, no, Mehecha Teisa. Maybe Moshe wrote the whole thing. You hear? So there's a couple of ways of dealing with this. I think the simple shot you can learn is as follows. This is talking about 40 years after the Maaseh. It says that Bilam was together with all the kings. It says in Warren Zvachim, and they listened and they heard. They were big rash. They knew about Maimed HaSinai. They didn't know what it was. And then Bilam explains to him that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving the Torah. So they were aware of Maimed HaSinai. They were aware of it. Rachav Azayna, when she did her gerah, she said to the shluchim that she said, we heard about Yamsuf. This is 40 years. They're not talking about something that happened 2,000 years ago. Everybody knew what was going on with the Yidden. So 40 years later, it was not such a... They were aware of what they knew. And Ed Besser, that they were also offered the Torah itself. They were offered the Torah. They knew there was such a thing as Torah is going to be given. And that, as a matter of fact, one of the Medrash says in Pirkei Rebbe Elazar, those who didn't accept the Torah, they said, don't give it to the Klal Yisrael. So they understood there's Maimon Hasinah. So perhaps it's not such a pella that these people, it was upon them to learn, and they wouldn't have had a kasha. That's one way of approaching the kasha. But I think there's something which is also emes. And it's as follows. All the tainas that people have, maybe a zay, maybe a zay, maybe a zay, it's dreck. It's not for real. Anybody who looks at the thing objectively, anybody who reads the Torah Kedosha, reads it from Aleph is Tav, he'll see it. It speaks for itself. It speaks for itself. To think that, you know, all the kashas that people ask, that's just a way to rationalize their behavior and rationalize they're not keeping the Torah. But it may be this, maybe that. Maybe, you know, if a person looks at all the rayas, the simple pshat of the chinuch and the Mesara of Klal Yisrael, these are terutzim why people want to justify their behavior. The pashtus is, there's a taina on Yumos HaOlam, there's a taina that means on everybody in the entire world. Why don't you read and learn? And I think, I have a raya here, that goes until today. Because it's interesting. There's two gersas in this Gemara. The Gemara says, that at that point there was nigzar on them, leber shachas. So, the way the gersa reads, one gersa says, the umos olam et otozman. But the corrected Gemara is bringing that before the censor, it says the umos olam, and it doesn't say b'otozman. It means it's a tvi on the umos olam. The umos olam. They should have learned Torah. Why did they become gerim? This is not, I hold this as a tremendous chiddush. For me, it's a tremendous chiddush. L'chora, we know that the umos are obligated to sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Okay. So, what does it mean over here, first of all, that they didn't accept, now they bear shachas. And number two, that key like there's a tzvi on them. Why don't they become gerim? I never heard of such a thing. As a matter of fact, when someone wants to become a ger, we push him away. So the fact that it's Be'er Shachas, I understand like this. It's the Pshat Zeh. That's what the Derech Hashem says, and that's what we actually say to a ger when he becomes a ger. We explain to him that if he accepts the geris, he'll be chayiv if he was Machal Shabbos and he's chayiv and he's not chayiv now. And then we explain to him the schar. We explain to him that you didn't have it difficult in this world because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to get Olam Haba, and Olam Haba is only for the tzaddikim and for Klal Yisrael. So Taka, we explain to the Gerah, Taka, Olam Haba is for Klal Yisrael. So Ken Zion, perhaps, when the Gemara over here says Be'er Shachas, which Rashi learns means Gehenim, that the Goyim, the Nigzak Dinam Be'er Shachas means they're going to get Gehenim and they're not going to have Olam Haba. In other words, the matzav of the umos olam b'zman is that they're not mechuyev to go beyond the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, but they will not be zeicha to olam haba. The chassidi umos olam can have a secondary space, but the be'er shachas, the punishment, the tzvi on them is that they're going to have what they have. It's like they're in a negative position. They have an ability to get out. They really could get out. They don't get out. They're going to be in Be'er Shachas. That's what it's Nigmar Din in Be'er Shachas. Now, and with this kind of an understanding, you can there's an interesting Gemara here. The Gemara says that why is it that the Gerim, Gemara says in Yevamos. Yeah, you mean in Kisapakas, right? So the Gemara says like this. Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Osher, Rabbi Gamaliel Omer, Neima Gerim bezman hazeh ma'unim v'yisurim. We find the Gerim suffer. So it says one pshat is ma'unim is yisurim by malei and they shlo kaim shevet mitzvahs b'nei noach. So the first opinion is that Taka. A ger tzedek, he can get punished after he becomes a yid for the not keeping the shev mitzvahs b'nei noach when he was a goy, and now the reason Hashem will punish him is because now he wants to give him his punishment here so that he can give him olam haba in the world next to the world. That's how Rashi learns it. Reb Yossi Omer Gersh, and this guy could cut and shenol dam. He said, Reb Yossi says, no. You can't learn that the troubles that a ger experiences are because of what he did as a non-Jew. He says, this cut and shenol dam. Rashi says, therefore, that's all past. He says, Elab Nashal, my man, when in the fish ain't became a dictator, came mitzvah ski Israel. Listen to this. They delayed from coming tachas hashchina. Right? Instead of doing it, they did it when they were 30, they should have done it when they were 18. Woo-hoo, what's that? There's a tain, there's a tviyah on a non-Jew who becomes a ger. That becomes a ger. Why'd you wait so long? You should have done it earlier. And according to the way Rashi's learning, this is not on the avar. It's kilo. It's not. He's not getting punished. Kilo, like he was over there, bizman that he was a non-Jew, but he waited too long. Meaning there is this tfiyah, that according to this opinion at least, there's a tfiyah on a non-Jew. You should be. Taka should become a ger. Should learn Torah. The Rebbe presented you with the Torah, gave the ability for you to learn Torah, and you should learn Torah. It's an unbelievable thing. And what I said before, the open musa here is that, you know, the taina is on them. Why didn't they learn? The taina is us. Why don't we learn? Now, the Gemara goes, I don't want to present to you the last part of this Tosfos. Tosfos says like this. Tosfos says, Miu tema. Ha'alma perikamen sechus avodah zara da dain yesh lam pischon peh. Now, remember the famous Gemara in avodah zara. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes out with a sefer Torah. Who wants chad Torah? Okay, and all the umos olam come and he tells them what they did. They did for themselves, and there's a whole shakla v'tarya. At one point, the umos olam say, you know, Hashem. They said to him, well, you didn't give us a Torah. He says, I offered it to you. He says, but you didn't force us. Lo kafalim harki gigis. You didn't force us to keep the Torah. So Tosfos says, v'im Torah perikam nevodah zara, dain yesh lam pischon peh, shiyamu kulam kafisa leino harki gigis. The Jew put the mountain over our head like a tub to Yisrael. Because man sheyesh lam pischon peh, eich nechtam gizar dinim. How can you say to have gizar din is nechtam if you see at the end of time, they're going to have a pischon peh that you didn't force us to keep the Torah. And according to this Gemara, it was already nechtam the Gemara din at the time of when they didn't read it on the stones. By the way, before I go a step further, you should know it's a machlokes. The Yerushalmi says is nechtam Gemara din takeh maimed har Sinai. Har chorev means chor b'leuvim sa'olam. It was already nechtam. This Gemara seems to learn they got another chance. So Tosfos asks, how can the Gemara say in Avodah Zarah that they have a pischon peh to say, why didn't you put the mountain over our head? Shkayach, what do you mean put the mountain over? It says, Nigzar Gemara Dinim. How can you say that they're ready, it's finished? They have a pischon peh. So on surface, I don't understand the Tosfos, because that Gemara continues and says, excuse me, Umos HaOlam, but why didn't you keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach? And you, Mavato and Hashem, Mitzvah Zinayach, I'd have to go further than that. Okay? So, Hashem, as it were, says, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. And by the way, the fact that the Umos Olam did not keep the Sheva Mitzvah Zinayach answers another question for us, and that is, you know, when Hashem offers in the Torah, they say, Makosabe, he says, Lot Sirtzach. He says, no, I can't do that. Isis says, I can't do it. That's the minhag of our fathers. What do you mean? It's when Hashem, Mitzvah Zinayach, you're already Machuyev in that. According to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, but they let go of that a long time ago. They weren't keeping it, so there was like a renewal of their obligations. We learn a push shot like that. Uncle Pani, so Tosfos asks Akasha, how does the Gemara say have a pischon peh? I don't know what you mean, Tosfos. I don't understand Tosfos. The Gemara immediately dismisses their taina. He immediately dismisses their taina and says, well, you didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So I think the answer to that question is as follows. I think what Tosfos means is along the way of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says like this: when the Umos HaOlam come at the end of time, and they're going to say, No, we want Schar Torah. We want Schar Torah. So Hashem's going to say to them, what'd you do? See, they're going to say, we built bridges, we did this, we made marketplaces for the Jews that they should be able to work. So Hashem says, Shoitim, you did it for yourselves. And that's what he goes, that's how the Gemara begins. Famous piece of Gemara. So the problem is, so the basically the Biskarov, excuse me, makes the point that, wait a minute, we're talking about the end of time. How could the Umos Olam possibly say, how can they possibly say that they did it for the Yidden? They know they didn't do it for the Yidden. So he says, the Terence is talking about the end of time. Breishis bar lakimus eshamayim aswaz. Breishis bishvil reishis. Everything that taka happens in this world is for the Klal Yisrael. Everything. Taka. Everything. You've got to remember that. Asted happened for the Klal Yisrael. I just heard it's a nace. It's over. You know that. It's on its way out. You're allowed to clap. You've got to be happy. Kodesh Baruch Hu, is what I heard yesterday was that is in the midst of rescinding that decree. Horrible thing. But everything that happens is just for us. If it stopped raining, I only heard from your neighbors, if it stopped raining here for 7 days, it's not because the English have to figure out what it's like to have a little dryness in their life. It's that the Yidden can keep a sukkah. And you should know that. Because everything that happens is for us. Bereshis bar lekimas ha-shamayim v'sa'aretz. Al-Kaponim, so they're talking in the emes. It's the end of time. So Hashem doesn't say back to him, says the Brisker Rav. He says, it doesn't say to them, shakranim, he says, shotim. Fools. You did it for yourselves, and therefore you're not going to get schar. But you really did it, Yitaka did it for the Yidden, but you're not going to get reward because you didn't do it l'shem Shemayim. Al-Derek Zeh, I think what Tosa says is, how can the Gemara, how can the Umos Olam even open their mouth? In other words, how can they open their mouth? It was Nektan Dinam already, when they should have learned already by the stones, they wouldn't have a Pischon Pem, meaning they wouldn't allow to be open their mouths. In other words, if the Gemara says that they said it, that means it has to have some sort of a meaning. There's a Shachmataria that's necessary to answer them. So according to this Gemara, if you already have a Gezar Din, it's Nektan Gezar Din, you should have learned it. I gave you another chance. The char was in front of you. You should have learned it. You didn't learn it? That's already, there's no pischon peh, that means they can't even open their mouths. Not that the Gemara can, not that the Kodesh Baruch Hu finds a way to answer them. A Kodesh Baruch Hu can find a way to answer them, but that's immaterial. The question is how they open their mouth. How do they even come to say that? Al-Kaponim, so that is the description over here of the division between the Umos Ha'olam and the Klal Yisrael that starts in the last week's parsha and this week's parsha. Last week's parsha is the Shivim Umos, and the Dor HaFlaga. It's when they become what they are. They're given two more chances. They're given Maimed HaSinai. The before Maimed HaSinai, the Torah was offered to them. And by the way, from this, you see from this that I never really understood it. But the pshat is there's a tefiyah on them. You know, the Gemara doesn't say it, but they should have accepted it. They talk, you know, why didn't you accept it? I offered it to you, and they should have learned it afterwards. And then at the end of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, you know, I'll give you a mitzvah sukkah, which they do, they accept, they mitzvah sukkah, they go up on the roofs, they make the sukkah, and then it gets very hot. Yeah, that's something theoretical for you people. HaKaponim, it gets very hot, like the month of Tammuz, and they run out and they kick it. So the Gemara says, I am mitzvah patam in a sukkah. He says, yeah, but they shouldn't have kicked it. And that means then the end of time, that the point is, why they kick it? They want the tzchar. They want reward. You want to get reward? So I'll give you a mitzvah. If the mitzvah, I'm putter from the mitzvah, I no longer am obligated to the mitzvah, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in a relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say to you, Masalam. I want tzchar. If this is not going to give me tzchar, I kick it. I have no place for mitzvahs in my life, or anything that represents that. I'm trying to get some reward. If I can't get reward, I'm not interested. Totally lo lishma. As opposed to the Yidden who say, Nasim and Ishma, we'll do whatever you want. Al-Kaponim, the Shivim Umos, the Pasuk says in a famous Pasuk, the Shivim Umos, which are created at last in the end of Parshas Noach, those are the Shivim Umos, and the Pasuk says, Bahantche el yon goyim ha-hafidu b'nei Adam, yatsiv gevulos amin l'mispa b'nei Yisrael. Yeah, so Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he spread out the Dor HaFlaga, he could have destroyed them. Loasa kena liyasiv gvulas amim. Kayamim loavdan lemisba b'nei Yisrael. Bishvil misba b'nei Yisrael. Shasin letzeis minim. He wanted, the reason why the Umos Olam, according to this pasuk, were not destroyed is because of the Klai Yisrael that's going to come out from B'nai Shem. Ulemispa shivim nefesh, shal B'nai Yisrael shiyadim l'etzrayim, hitziv gula samim shivim lashon. Now I've always been fascinated by this Rashi. Rashi says that for the 70 nations, that they were established for the 70 nefashas, the 70 shivim nefesh that went down to Mitzrayim. So the way we're learning, certainly from the Tiferes Yisrael originally, it can say it's a simple shot. The etzem, those shivim kaichas of Yomos Olam should have been mankind. They would have been shivim, but those shivim should have been totally like the Am Yisrael. They should have been, the mankind would have been totally dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to the extent that they gave up their position, so instead we have the shivim nefesh. In other words, there were shivim amim who lost their position, and in connected them are the shivim nefesh that regained their position. When talking in this context, we just have to remember a very pashut of word. Those shivim are connected our shivim. They are taka shivim amim. And they taka built the migdal bavel. And they are devarim achadim. They were unified. But what happened to that unity? It was unity which ended up in pirud. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this unity is based on a merida against Ma'i. This is based on Ra. So it's talk, I'm not going to destroy you, says Rashi in the Parsha, but ain't a Hanami. To be together, you're not going to be together. I'll change your Lashon. I'll separate you. Our Shivim, a Shivim Nefesh, that's the true unification. The Shivim Nefesh of clients, when we go down to Mitzrayim, are unified. Because it says Nefesh, right. I love having you here this year. A Kaponim. Yeah, Shivim Nefesh. And that's the Pshat. And you know what the morale says? Because they were unified under that Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was Tachas Kisei Kavod. They would he allowed them to rise up above themselves. Osei Shalom Bimra Mav. Hu Yaaseh Shalom. Osei Shalom Bimra Mav between the Malach HaEsh and the Malach HaMayim. When they brought down the Barad. Mayim and water and fire do not shtim. They don't go together. Yeah, you have Kibu Yesh over here, right? You have a fire truck. You put out the fires, right? Teach that to your kids. Well, because water puts out fire. But the Barad was the two together. Oh, say Shalom Bim. For the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they made peace. What does that mean? That's why they can't have peace. You know, I've said this before in this forum, and I'll say it again. I had a Rebbe who pointed out that the United Nations, the Secretariat, is a big building. Have you noticed that? And I mean, you know, if you've seen a picture, it's a very big building. That's the Umos trying to have unity in the United Nations. But it's, okay, it's better than fighting, but it's not going to have real unity. Because they don't have, you know, the Shem Hashem, however they would put that up there, as on the top. The only way they can have real shalom in this world, I'll say shalom, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the shalom. Because when the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the Shalom, the Pshat is that opposites can go above themselves. The morale says that when the 12 rocks are united underneath Yaakov Avinu, same idea. Rocks don't unite. They're physical. Terah says they went above themselves. They shteig dibur. They went beyond their physicality to something higher. The only way that opposites can really get along is if they go beyond themselves. True shalom cannot be achieved without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There can be periods of non-fighting, it can have psharis, but true shalom, emes shalom, is only when we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The shivim nefesh, connected to the shivim amin, the 70 nations, the loshonos, that's the etzem pirud. They lost their opportunity for unification until they accepted the yoke of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the hainu for ourselves, true shalom. We are living, unfortunately, there's machlekes in this world. There's machlekes privately and there's machlekes publicly. I'm not sure about what people can do for the public disputes in Klai Yisrael, which are very highly unfortunate. But perhaps we can start with ourselves. The true shalom in our homes, the true shalom in our community. is when people can get a little bit above themselves. And the only way to get above yourself is by relating to the one above. That there's something higher than me and what I want in this world. I am L'shem Shemayim. Yanim is also L'shem Shemayim. We got to go above ourselves. We have to remember that why are we here? For whose name gets on the shul? For who's the gabbai? Who's the boss of the house? Who takes out the rubbish? I just adjusted my English for that. You know, I have a machlekes in my house. You know, is it rubbish or garbage? My wife is South African. So I was mavata, it's the rubbish. Then she can take it out, right? No, that's not quite the way it works, actually. But Kitzer, we are Zaycha. Avram Avinu was Zaycha to take all that the Umos Olam should have had. That's our Masorah, that's our heritage. But it's based on the Achdus, which is the true Achdus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He built a nation which had Shivim Nefesh. We're Taka different. People have different opinions. We all have different opinions. And men and women have different opinions. And people all, and everywhere you go in the world, wherever you go, there's always. But the solution, there's only one solution. Of course you can be mavata, but the only can be revata with a leif shalim. The only way you can get above you is to realize, is to shel, so to go above yourself. When we say we want the Shekhinah to dwell in our homes, that's not just a nice Sheva Brachas word. Well, it is a nice Sheva Brachas word, but it really means something. It means I have to have, why am I here? You know, we're living in, but people get divorced, you know, because of, you know, they're keeping a shittas by Shana Beisil, you know, that she burnt the toast, you know, there's such a shittas. I don't know if that's what they, because I don't want this to live like the way. You know, you got to go above yourself. You have to, there's a higher purpose in marriage, there's a higher purpose in coming to shul, there's a higher purpose in non-Jewish. We're not just here for our gratification, we're here to serve the Rabbana Shalom. The purpose of this house is to serve the Rabbana Shalom. If that's the purpose, well, maybe I can do it the way the other party wants and smile. We should all have a good year, and we should all be zaycha, that we should come out of the days of the flood and be zaycha to lech lecha. Chazak u'baruch. Amen.